Welcome to Inspirational Moments. I'm your host, Tanisha J. And today we have an amazing guest. We have Shanine Bonner. And she has a great, great testimony. And most of all, she's going to share with you guys her brand new music. She is doing some amazing things. So I'm going to go ahead and bring her in. Hey, how you doing on today?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. Well, I wanted to thank you for accepting the invitation to be on Inspirational Moments on today.
Thank you for inviting me. I really appreciate you.
Well, I want us to just jump right in because I am so excited about everything that you're doing right now. So first, just go ahead and introduce yourself to the listeners. Tell them where they can find your music, your social media, and all that good stuff.
Hi, my name is Shanine Bonner. You can find my music on Spotify, iTunes, Apple, Amazon, and I'm on all social media handles, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and so you could just find me there. And on Twitter, it's Shanine Bond. And not Shanine Bonner.
Well, I know you have an amazing story. And so I wanted you to first kind of just jump in there and tell people your journey and then your testimony. And then we'll talk about your music.
Okay. Well, first of all, the Lord called me here to Los Angeles, California, from Flint, Michigan. I was sitting on my porch and it was just so crazy. I was reading a book, and so my aunt called me and said, the Lord said he has use for you in California. And I said, well, he don't have use for me in California. I'm not going to California. I don't know anybody. I'm not going. And so she said, the Lord said he has use for you in California. So I just ignored her because I had a business, my children, my whole family back in Flint, Michigan. And so about a week later, this lady inboxed me on Facebook and said, the Lord, she said, just like the Lord told Abraham to get up and go, the Lord is telling you to get up and go to California. And this was in 2011. And I just said, thank you, ma'am. I don't know you, but I'm not going to California. I don't know anybody there. And so I had a Job experience that happened with my business. And with that Job experience, I lost my business, I lost my house, I ended up having to move in with my children, and my daughter came home one day, my oldest daughter, she had a bus ticket, and she said, Shanine Bonner, you are no longer welcome here, go to California and do what the Lord calls you to do. And so I'm just like, okay, Lord. And so I prayed, I said, Lord, I said, you want me to go to California? I said, there's two things that you're going to have to do. Make sure I'll never sleep outside on that ground and that I'm not completely broke. And so I got on the Greyhound bus station on my way here to Los Angeles, California. And when I got to, it was just like a real sad thing. My kids just started, I had three daughters, they just started crying. And they actually was chasing, running behind the bus. And if I would have looked back to seeing them just run, I would have, got off the bus. But the Lord is telling me, like, keep looking straight. And so I got all the way to St. Louis. And this is, like, where the test really, truly began. And it was time to take our luggage off of the bus. And so one of the baggage handlers, he said to me, if you don't give me $20, your bag is not going on the bus. And so I thought he was just playing until I got to Tulsa, Oklahoma, and found out that it wasn't. And I just only had the clothes on my back. And so I'm in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and I'm in a corner trying to, I'm crying, first of all, and I'm in the corner calling Greyhound and inside of Greyhound calling their customer service to find out what happened with my clothes and just crying. And I didn't know what to do. I only had the clothes that was on my back. And so it was this big, tall white man with blonde hair inside of the Greyhound bus station. He was buying like everybody food and just really, really nice looking tall white man with blonde hair. So he seen me crying in the corner. And so he walked over to me and he asked me, like, he said, could we go over here and sit? So we went to like this little booth and we sat down. And he reached in his back pocket and he took out a Bible flip the Bible open to Matthew 6 and said, take no thought of what you're going to eat, what you're going to drink, or what you're going to wear. Then he looked at me and said, Shanine, the Lord has use for you in California. And I knew that was an angel of the Lord preparing me to come here. And so at the end, he gave me a little wooden cross and $5. So I got back on the bus and headed here to Los Angeles. And so I'm just like, Lord, I don't nobody there. You're going to have to make a way for me. And so when I arrived here in Los Angeles, I was literally like, okay, Lord, who's going to be here, like, to pick me up, and who's going to be here to get me? And so, but I had a radio broadcast that I started when I was in Michigan in Inglewood, California. And so this one lady used to call me all the time for prayer. And so her and I, like, really connected. And so when I got off the bus, I heard the Lord said, call this person. So I called the lady and told her my dilemma. And she said, my son is on his way to pick you up. So I end up here, and I was in Long Beach. So I didn't have no clothes. I had to go to the Long Beach Mission to get clothes. I had $300 when I left. A friend of mine gave me $300. And so when I got there, I heard the Lord say, give her the $300. And I'm like, Lord, this is all that I have. And so she gave me like $20 back so I could buy underwear and stuff. But I had to go to the Long Beach Mission to get clothes. I didn't have not a drop of clothes. And I was like wearing everything, got over and over and over. And so I used to go to a 12 noon prayer with her every day. And so to this prayer, I was wearing basically the same clothes every single day. And so when I went and I prayed one morning, it was like 4 o'clock in the morning, and I said, Lord, please lay it on somebody's heart to bless me with some clothes. And so when I got back to church, we got into the 12 noon prayer, the pastor came up to me and she said, sis, you a preacher, aren't you? I said, yes, ma'am. And she said, the Lord told me to buy you some clothes. And so she took me to the store and she bought me some clothes. And at that time, the Lord said, I'm sending you to Los Angeles. And so the Lord opened up a door that a pastor that houses, you know, of Christians and stuff. And I met that pastor also through the radio station. And so they opened up their house to me for about a month. And then afterwards, I was still doing the radio. I don't know how I was still doing this radio. Didn't have no money, so I know it was but only by the grace of God. And so I met this other lady that said, I have a house that you can stay in. It's in Lancaster, California. But the lady did tell me that the house was an abandoned house. And so, but God still was faithful. He didn't allow me to sleep on the ground. Every time I tell the story, I just tear up. So when I moved into this house, it was an abandoned house, and I didn't have any money to get the lights or the water turned on. And so I even had a choice for the lights or the water. That's how the money was going. And so I'm from Michigan, and in Lancaster, California, it was the weather is like the same thing like in the East Coast weather. And so it was like the winter time. I didn't have no heat. I was bundling up layers and layers of clothes. I didn't have running water. And so, but I still had, God still was faithful. I still had a place to lay my head. And so I did have food a lot of times, but God still, he made sure that I didn't go hungry. I was eating ramen noodles all the time, but I still stay faithful to God's word. I don't know how they still allow me to be on this radio, but every Wednesday at 6:45, I would get on my phone and I would use that to call the radio station and still do my 15-minute broadcast and encourage the people to believe God and his word. And so I didn't have no running water. I had to fill up milk cartons. Here in LA, they got like water stations that was a quarter that you could fill up water jugs. So I used to have 10, I never forget, 10 water jugs. And I used to put them in a wagon and walk up to the store to fill that up. And I had water to wash up when I had to use my coffee pot to warm up the water. And I'm just like, God, what is all of this? What is you trying to teach me? I said, Lord, this is not my promised land. This is my problem land. Went to a prophetic conference, and so the lady that was up there ministering, she looked at me, and she said, the Lord told me to tell you not to get a job. And I'm just like, oh, how am I going to survive? And every time I tried to get a job, I was denied. And so it was just... I know the Lord wanted me to depend on him for everything. And I remember one time I didn't have any money, but I said, Lord, I'm going to get up. I'm going to walk to this store. And I know by the time that I get to this store that you're going to make a way for me. So I got up and I started walking to the store. Now, there was no wind blowing at that time, but all of a sudden, money blew at my feet, and I just picked the money up, and I thanked the Lord for it, and I just kept walking, and I said, Lord, I just thank you for allowing me to get what I needed. And he has always been a faithful God. And I remember my neighbor next to me, it was an older lady, and she knew that I was a Christian, and so I ain't have any running water, so I just asked her, like, could I just take a shower? And she handed me her water hose over the fence. And so, and I didn't get mad at her, but I just filled up the water, the jugs that I had, so I would be able to flush the toilet and wash up. And so, but I still didn't charge God foolishly. I still praised him because I know that there was something coming out of this. And so, and when...
We're going to go ahead and take a commercial break. Don't touch that dial. You're listening to the hottest station, FacesOfSuccessRadio.com. Are you tired of eating food that just doesn't have that to it? Well, there's a new barbecue sauce in town that you can add that extra flavor to your food. Uncle Ricky's Bold and Smoky Barbecue Sauce. This sauce is homemade from a simple traditional recipe. It's slow simmered just to give you that extra bold flavor. What are you waiting for? Uncle Ricky says, I'm not going to play with you. Go ahead and go online and order your sauce at UncleRicky'sFood@gmail.com. That's the best sauce that'll give your food that extra.
You're listening to Inspirational Moments with Tanisha.
Welcome back to Inspirational Moments. I'm your host, Tanisha J, and we are listening to the testimony of Shanine Bonner.
2015. Well, I had just other people just dogging me out. Well, yeah, I'm jumping ahead, but people were just dogging me out. I would go to church. And, you know, I didn't have clothes or anything at home at the bottom of my shoes. And I remember one lady that the church called me a raggedy homeless prophet. And that right there, that kind of really, really just stuck with me throughout all these many years. And I mean, they used to laugh at me because I didn't have clothes and I had to wear the same clothes over. I had holes at the bottom of my shoes, but I still stayed faithful to God. I had to catch the bus. But one thing, God, he allowed me to still remain in my right mind. I moved at that time. I moved to Compton. The Lord opened the door for me to go to Compton. And so they used to have at the Popeye's chicken every Tuesday and every Thursday, chicken for 99 cents. And I remember my kids used to send me money. So I took $20 and I made sure I put $40 for that week. I made sure that I kept $40 so I would be able to do what God called for me to do. And I used to take $20 and break it up for and put it into tracks. And so I put $1.25 in each one of the tracks. And so now I will walk the street of Compton and hand out that track to the homeless people and said, "The Lord wants you to eat today. The Lord wants you to eat today." And one guy was sitting at the bus stop and I just walked up to him and I said, "The Lord wants you to eat today." And he screamed real loud, "Hallelujah." And I turned around. The Lord said he was a preacher. I said, "You was a preacher?" And I said, "What happened?" And he said, "I lost my son." He said, "Then I lost my way." And when he told me that, I was like, "Oh God." And I actually prayed with him. Now here I am homeless and I'm trying to feed the homeless. And I said, "God, I just thank you." When I was on the radio, it would be elderly people calling me. At that time I got welfare. I went to the welfare department. I got welfare. They paid me $221 in cash and $200 in food stamps. And so, and at that time, I would take the food stamps. When the elderly people called me, I would take the food stamps, go to the store, buy them food, catch the bus, take it to their house, cook the food, wash their clothes, clean up their house, and then come back to where I need to go. And all this time, I'm still basically homeless myself. My address was the welfare office. But I never held God foolishly. I still praise God because I knew that he had a plan out of this. And even when I started getting the welfare checks, and I wanted to still stay on the radio, I would give my radio, it was $200. I only got $221 a month, and I said, "Lord, I'm going to give you this $200 so I'll be able to stay on this radio. I keep the $21, and I did that for months. But one thing, God is faithful. I will come back to that studio, me to that radio station, and there'll be stacks of checks waiting for me. So I'm just, I just thank God for what he has been doing. And he just turned, he did like he did with Job. 2015 came around, he turned my captivity around. He blessed me with a job. Not only did he bless me with a job, I had this job for 2 weeks. And I didn't have a check stub coming from this job. And when I said, "Lord, I'm going to go to the Honda dealership." And I said, "I'm going to trust you at your word that I'm going to leave here with a car." Didn't have a check stub, didn't have nothing. I went to the car, to the Honda dealership, and I just told them, I said, "I'm not leaving here without no job, without no car." And so, and didn't have a check stub, didn't have nothing. But I left that Honda dealership that same day with a 2015 Honda Civic. And on top of that, and when I'm telling you, when you're faithful to God, he's faithful to you. I had a car payment of $156 from that time, from 2015 all the way up till now. God has been a faithful God. I had a song. I got a song that's actually first made the billboards called "Great God." And I was homeless writing this song. I'm sitting on a friend's couch and I'm just worshiping the Lord. I'm like, "Lord, I just thank you. Lord, I just praise you." And I just started hearing, "What a great God we serve." And I started taping myself. And so, and I taped me singing this whole song. And so I reached out to a producer at this time, and we recorded this song, and in 2020 my song was released and it hit the billboards. And so I'm so faithful to God. 2017, he blessed me with my own house. He blessed me with another car. And he blessed me with a job. God, I started off with $221 a month to making $63,000 a year. So can't nobody tell me what God won't do. And even now, I have another single that just has been released in January, and now it's in the top 100. And so I'm so grateful to what God has been doing. God will take you from a homeless situation and put you on the billboards. God will take you from a homeless situation that you may exalt his name and he may get the glory. And I just thank God. I've been considered for a Grammy. My son, great God, has been considered for the 64th annual Grammy, the one that just passed. I have been considered for a Grammy. So God will take you from a homelessness to be considered for a Grammy. And so I just wanted to just tell this testimony and just let it to encourage people. Whatever promise that God has promised you, don't give up. God will show you your plan. He will show you the purpose, but a lot of times he won't show you the process. But the process is what's going to make you and develop you and take you to the level that God wants to have you. If he can't crush you, that means he can't use you. And I just thank God for just everything that I went through. And I even thank God for you just giving me this opportunity to just release my testimony.
Well, that right there was amazing. I mean, because there is someone out there and you're thinking that you tuned in on accident, but this was purpose. Because everything that God just shared through this word was for you. You, whatever he has told you, it's going to happen. Just because it may have been delayed, it is not denied.
We're going to go ahead and take a commercial break. Don't touch that dial. You're listening to the hottest station, FacesOfSuccessRadio.com. Are you tired of eating food that just doesn't have that to it? Well, there's a new barbecue sauce in town that you can add that extra flavor to your food. Uncle Ricky's Bold and Smoky Barbecue Sauce. This sauce is homemade from a simple traditional recipe. It's slow simmered just to give you that extra bold flavor. What are you waiting for? Uncle Ricky says, I'm not going to play with you. Go ahead and go online and order your sauce at UncleRicky'sFood@gmail.com. That's the best sauce that'll give your food that extra.
You're listening to Inspirational Moments with Tanisha.
Welcome back to Inspirational Moments. I'm your host, Tanisha J, and we are listening to the testimony of Shanine Bonner.
Hi, I'm Shanine Bonner once again, and my website is www.ShanineCBonner.com. You can go visit me on my website. You can book me on my website. And I have all of my music on all digital platforms. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, on all the social medias.
Well, that new song that you have, I know it is for this particular time and season. Because we're dealing with so much. You know, we're dealing with COVID. People are losing their lives and people are losing loved ones and just their jobs. And it's just a hard time. But this, I feel, is a word. It's more than a song. It's to minister to people through music. Because I know the ear gates lead to the heart. And so that right there to me is just another one of God's anointing things that he's given you. Because you're able to minister to people and pierce their hearts. Because when the music gets to the heart, that's where everything else is birthed from. So I'm glad that you were obedient. You went through that storm and you dealt with it, but you still held on to your faith. That's the thing that moved me and inspired me, that you still were able to trust God, believe in him, and you didn't blame him, you know, like a lot of people do. So that was one of the questions I wanted to ask you, is what was the one thing to continue to make you just hold on to that word that he promised you and then also not give up on him?
You know, I believe it, I had my little times that I kind of say, okay, God, this is it. This ain't my promised land. This is my problem land, you know. But I just felt in my spirit that it's going to be something greater than this. Just hold on. I mean, when I said I had people dogging me out, I stayed in one house. I was starving with this lady. And so she made a big pan of enchilada. She made the chicken, everything. And that's why I know that it's a God for me to say, you know what? Bump that, I'm going back home. And well, she baked the chicken. She made a big pan of enchiladas. And I just came to her. I said, could I have an enchilada? I'm so hungry. And she gave me the skin off that chicken and said, I'm not giving you an enchilada. But I ate that skin like it was a steak. Wow. And, you know, from that time on, I could have said, you know what, God? Deuces, I'm out of here. But I knew that there was something greater than what my own mind can think of. And he definitely has shown me that. I mean, definitely. It has been great. When he started raising me up, I had billboards all around L.A. And people used to say, how did you get this billboard? And it was like, people used to tell me, I see your billboard on this street. I'm like, how did it get there? I didn't pay for that. I didn't tell them that. But I said, oh, no, the Lord did that.
Mm-hmm. Well, that is so amazing because, I mean, your story is pretty much a reflection of when you really trust God. I mean, because we don't have to do anything, because it says in Jeremiah 29:11 that he has a plan. His plan is to prosper you, and it is to give you a future and a hope. So whoever is going through something right now, God is speaking to you through her testimony to let you know that he's no respecter of a person, that what he did for her, he will do for you. You just have to continue to trust him and use your faith. And so I wanted to ask you, what would you say that makes your music different than other artists?
Say it's like kind of different. I just know that it actually came from the altar of heaven. I will wake up and I will hear the whole song, and I have to keep my phone beside me in my bed. So I'll just wake up and I'll just start singing the song. So I just know that this, my songs come just from heaven. It's definitely a melody from heaven, because I can't write. I can't do none of that. And so the Lord has written off this song, but I think it's more of the tugging of the heart to let my first single, Great God, to let everybody know what a great God we serve. And, you know, his name will be exalted above the earth. And then my new release is called Praise. If we don't have a praise on our mouth, praise, and I said praise, it will open blind eyes. Praise, it will open prisons. It will heal your body. So that, I think mine's come more of the point of it comes from the altar of heaven. And that's what probably makes mine different. I didn't have to sit down and say, dang, what is the next line for this? Right. I just listened to the Holy Ghost and just wrote the song.
Well, God is amazing. I mean, he's truly gifted you. And so, I mean, you've even inspired me to just let me know, you know, when God speaks and he does things, it's with purpose. And so today I know was with purpose with this interview. And the other question I wanted to ask you is, if we had to just give you one word to describe yourself, what would that word be?
One thing that I'm confident in what God has said that he's going to do. So that's more of, maybe that's being faith. I can't really describe myself. I'm a loving person. I'm a happy person, but I do have confidence in the word of God.
Yes.
If God said it, it's a done deal for me. I don't have to go back and question him like, Lord, did you say that yesterday or did you say it today?
Well, that does sound like it describes you. Just listen to the journey and listen to your story and testimony. You had to have confidence, unmovable, unshakable confidence in him to go from where you were and leave and move to a whole nother place. That takes confidence and faith. And so, yes, I would have to say that that was a great definition for you. And we're going to go ahead and get ready to hear your song. So I wanted you to go ahead and introduce that song to the listeners.
Great God. That's the first one that, the single Great God, it came out in 2020. And I was actually, that single has been considered for a Grammy. And so I was homeless when I wrote that, but I still know in the back of my mind and in my heart, he still is a great God. So enjoy Great God by Shanae Bonner.
Welcome back to the show. You guys just heard the amazing song, Great God. And I know that I have been inspired just from listening to her testimony and just listening to the journey. And so I want you to know that today's inspirational moment was on purpose. God had you to tune in today because he wanted you to remember everything that he said to you. Whatever he said, it was a promise. And God does not renege on his promises. He is faithful and he is just. So today, just know your prayers, your promises will be answered.
We're gonna go ahead and take a commercial break. Don't touch that dial. You're listening to the hottest station, facesofsuccessradio.com. Are you tired of eating food that just doesn't have that to it? Well, there's a new barbecue sauce in town that you can add that extra flavor to your food. Uncle Ricky's Bold and Smoky Barbecue Sauce. This sauce is homemade from a simple traditional recipe. It's slow simmer just to give you that extra bold flavor. What are you waiting for? Uncle Ricky says, I'm not gonna play with you. Go ahead and go online and order your sauce at UncleRicky'sFood@gmail.com. This is the best sauce that'll give your food that extra
But I was like, no, this is my reality. I live this thing. I said, somebody needs to know that God is faithful at his word. That he would take a nobody. He would take you from homeless to Hollywood.
That is a message in itself. So
so what I want to tell you, Tanisha, is that God, and this is so crazy. Do you know this is like my second? They had to reschedule me 2 times for this. Mm-hmm. So God had to reconstruct the whole thing for you and I to be on this telephone now. What God is about to do in your life, God is about to move. It's going to be such a quick thing what God is about to do with you in this media. Watch God put you on the same level, on the same playing field as The Real, as Tamara Hall Show. You're going to get the same respect of what God wants you to do right in the same arena with them. Watch how God moves. And I bet you, from this day forward, that you will never, ever, ever question if God is there for you, because he's there for you. He got you. You needed to hear this testimony to know God is a faithful God.
Yes.
He got you. God is about to move you quickly. You're about to hit this arena so quickly it's going to blow your head back. So go ahead and you submit your stuff to these networks. Watch how they pick it up. We was just talking about, me and a good friend, we were just talking about, I called her today, she's like my best friend in Florida. She said, sis, guess what, God opened the door, TLC just accepted my reality show.
Wow. Well, I mean, that is a major word, because all the stuff that I've done, I'm the kind of person, I pretty much, it's God. I don't do this on my own accords. Like you said, you have to hear the music and he gives it to you. Well, I'm not a radio personality. I'm not a television talk show host. I go to God and say, okay, God, what am I doing today? Do I do TV, radio? And then he tells me. And he has created some amazing opportunities. Everything that's on the website, he created. Every event. And I sit back and I'm just like, wow. But he let me know it wasn't about their the listener, it was for me to reintroduce him to the guest that I had. Yes. Like one of the guests I had was Monique, and it was real funny because when God gave me the instructions that day to interview her,
he's going to move, and he's going to move for you quickly. I'm another one witness that when God said I'm going to do this, he is going to do it. My new single only been out since January. No, it's been out a month now, since January the 10th. Wow. And next thing you know, my guy said, he called me. He said, my music guy, he said, Shanae, he said, Praise is number 96. He said, by March, you'll be in the top 50s.
Wow.
And I said, what? Just looked on Spotify. I just got my artist verification. That song has, it only been on Spotify for since January 26th, and it's already at almost 20,000 listeners.
Wow.
So whatever God's word says, God, he's going to perform that word, and it's not going to return it to him void. So I'm telling you, sis, you go submit that with all your stuff that you're doing, submit it, and ask the Holy Spirit. We have ministering angels. The Bible talks about in Hebrews 1 and 14, aren't they all ministering spirits that come to minister to the heirs of salvation? Send forth your ministering angels right now, and to make every crooked place straight. Lord, let it get to the right person. Put it already right there, Lord. Put an approval sign on it already. I submitted my video, great God, to Stellar's. And I said, okay, Lord, I said, if you did it for the Grammys, you got to do it for the Stellars.
Wow.
And I submitted it, and now I'm just waiting for them to say it has been considered. I'm not holding. No, I ain't no what if. And Lord, you said it yesterday, but I think today. I was just telling my daughter, I said, the Bible says it in Proverbs 3, and all thy ways acknowledge him. And he will direct your path. And I said, and with that directing your path, he's going to direct you to your future, to your destiny. Mm. You just got to acknowledge him.
Wow. That right there, I mean, today, the listeners who are tuning in, you have heard God. I mean, when you tuned in, he wanted to make sure that you remembered what he said. And I wanted to say to you, I'm just so honored that, you know, you would be so open and transparent to share your testimony, because a lot of people, they don't realize it wasn't about them. It was about, like you said, you were touching and inspiring people in the pain, in the bad, the good, bad, and ugly. You were willing to do it. Even when you said you gave the lady your last $300, somebody else would be like, well, I don't know. But you trusted him. You know, and even though you were talked about, people about, they are talking about you now, but with a different twist. Look at that. Did you hear her song? They're going to be talking about, she won the Grammy. They're going to be able to have, those same people are going to have your name in their mouth. And look how God is going to turn it around on how they have to talk about you.
And God is good. I don't want two awards, two gospel awards. I've been nominated so many times. And through all of this, and even the same ones talked about me. Actually, like maybe a month ago, she came and sat right next to the table that I was performing at. At this event. She's like, oh, hey, sis. I said, hey. And I say nothing. And I got up there and started singing my song, Praise. Mm. And I said, Lord, I just thank you. But God was set. And I said, Lord, I just thank you. He was set a table in the presence of your enemies. God is an awesome God. He will let them see what you talked about is not where I was going to take her. That was just her present situation. I had to try her in order to see that if she will worship me when she in the valley, as the same way when she worshiped me while she on the mountaintop. And my worship never changed.
Wow. Well, with that, well, on that note, we're going to go ahead and get a chance to listen to her other single that she released. Go ahead and share the name of that song for the listeners.
Oh, that song is called Praise. And so, and you can find that on Spotify and all other platforms as well.
Praise, praise, praise.
listening to Inspirational Moments with Tanisha.
Welcome back to Inspirational Moments. I'm your host, Tanisha J. We just heard praise. And praise is an amazing, amazing song. And that's what God wants you to do today, is to remember to give Him praise. At this time, I'm going to go ahead and let you do your hey's, your what's ups, your shout outs to all your friends, family, and followers.
I want to just give a shout out to my three daughters, my four grandchildren, my family in Michigan, my spiritual family here in Los Angeles, my pastors, the Rhema House, Bright and Hannah Maritigan, the Rhema House. And I just thank God for everything. I thank God for Jason and Neva Nation for pushing my music, for Shrill Town for helping me out with my music, Eugene Brown for being just a mentor. So I just wanted to just thank God for everybody.
Well, I just want to thank you, like I said, for being a guest on the show. You truly have shared an amazing inspirational moments on this show on today.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate you for inviting me. So thank you so much.
We're going to go ahead and take a commercial break. Don't touch that dial. You're listening to the hottest station, FacesOfSuccessRadio.com. All right. Well, you guys just heard your inspirational moments with Shanine Bonner.
You're listening to Inspirational Moments with Tanisha.